Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
With all the Raising Cane's chicken finger options, it was an impossible decision.
How about a box combo? Good.
No, I want a Caniac combo with extra cane sauce, no slaw, 2 extra toasts, and a half sweet tea, half lemonade.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Wednesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO, now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production laborers. Check them out online at concreteindustries.com and at NEBCOinc.com. We're now joined by Husker Line Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. The news of the week, of course, Dylan Royola is into the portal for Nebraska football, so the saga, I guess, is over for the Huskers. What was your initial reaction to the news of Dylan Royola, Sean, entering the portal as of 2 days ago? What was your initial reaction?
Well, I felt like you could kind of see it coming. It was just a matter of how it was going to play out. I mean, I think it would have been more surprising if they worked it out. I mean, just knowing what we know and kind of how it was playing out, first with the abrupt ending of Dayton's commitment, you know, when he seemingly pulled out, when he didn't really have anything going for him as far as other teams. That was kind of red flag one. Then obviously the injury and just coming the situation there with the financial commitment. And then, you know, I know they're not related necessarily in terms of this led to that, but Donovan's firing, you still have to make note of that in this whole scenario. And it was just a matter of, I think, how this was going to play out. Would it get to January 2nd? I told Sippel, you know, I just had a hard time seeing Dylan on that bowl trip. Like, it just, if he was going to be gone, like, there's just no way he's going to be out in Vegas for a week with the team. And obviously it's played out a little bit over a week now before they take off on the 26th to go out to Las Vegas.
Okay, Sean, so going forward, you're of the mind that they – I'm just – based on our conversations, it seems you're of the mind that they need to go out – they, Nebraska, needs to go out and get a starting quarterback, a high-profile starting quarterback. Is that correct? Is that the way?
If they can, yeah. I mean, but a lot of people are going to be. So it's a matter of, can you get somebody that's a no-brainer and they have the money, but a lot of people will be trying to get that kind of guy, or is it going to be someone that is going to come in and compete against Latif? But is that a very attractive sell? Like, that's the challenge you battle now with the money in the portal, because a good guy – doesn't want to like gamble. Like they want to know. And so I think that's what you really face now. How do you go about this? Because if you get somebody really good, then do you risk losing Latif at that point? But is Latif done enough that he would earn or win a starting job at a Power Four just based on the UCLA game? I don't know if that's enough for him. So, you know, hopefully there's a way to make this work. But there's always the scenario that if you get somebody that's too good, that Latif could go. I mean, you don't know how this could play out.
Correct me if I'm wrong. There was a point where you felt that, okay, if they lose Dylan, It's Latif. He will be the guy they build the offense around. Was there a point that you believe that?
Yeah, the UCLA game, if that would have carried over to Penn State and Iowa and he looked like he did at UCLA, maybe. So the bowl game could change the conversation at that point. Mm-hmm. But I think everyone really took a step back after Iowa and Penn State just because it just showed like, yeah, it, you know, this may not be the best way to go about 2026 with Oregon, Ohio State, and Indiana with putting this all on TJ Latif.
Sean, I think recapping Dylan's career here is difficult because he got to the rest of the two straight bowl games, seven wins last year and, you know, seven wins this year. But he's a five-star quarterback. I think people thought maybe more. Like, how do you assess his tenure at Nebraska when all is said and done?
Yes.
Yeah, there were moments where you could feel like what he could be, but unfortunately it never really everything around him and himself never really took it to that level. I mean, they got in the top 25 after the Colorado win. That was a high point. They won a bowl game. They made two bowl games in a row. But things just never took that next step. And we've talked about this, Sip and I, that, you know, you get to 6-7 wins, but there's a massive gap to get to like 9 wins. Sure. And it, you know, Iowa's an 8-win team, USC's a 9-win team, and you know, like it just feels like the gap is still pretty big. You know, Nebraska almost beat USC. I get it, but you know, it takes a lot of things to get there. And they had a chance to beat Ohio State and Columbus, the national champions, and they had the lead in the fourth quarter, and there were wide open throws that could have possibly won the game. And you know, those were the moments that he needed to have for it to really turn for this program. And you know, they just didn't happen. Now the Northwestern comeback or the final drive was, you know, three third down and long type throws were massive. And you go back to the win at Maryland.
Yep.
You know, those are some big moments. But then you think about the Michigan State game where, well, I forget what the crazy stat was, but they like had one pass completion for like two quarters or something crazy like that. It was, you know, then there were 45 yards of sack lossage on one drive in that Michigan State game. I mean, mm-hmm. they were, and they ended up winning the game still, but there were just so many inconsistencies. And some of it was out of his control, as we know, but it just, you know, for whatever reason, it never really took off at the level you would have hoped for what Nebraska obviously was paying Dylan Raiola.
Okay, so now you shift this forward to bowl prep. Now they're in the second week. It's a critical week. We learned yesterday that TJ Latif's not in team periods. They're being very cautious with him. What is your level of concern with that picture that they're getting ready to play a tough team, a 10-2 team, and they don't the quarterback situation is tenuous right now.
Well, you can't screw around with a hamstring.
True.
That's just what it comes down to. You can't screw around with it. I mean, like,
right.
He could probably do it, but you're rolling the dice.
Sure.
Do you want to roll the dice for team period on Tuesday in December?
No.
I mean, you'd like to play him, but I think they know the situation. They know hamstring injuries, and it doesn't make sense to roll the dice. And I'd imagine when they get out to Vegas, that's when they'll turn him loose a little bit. But you know, you could set that hamstring injury back on one mistake. So I think you have to be very careful with it. And clearly, it did alter how he played in the Iowa game. And I don't know if the Penn State game, it was an issue in that
game. No, it wasn't. He hurt it against Iowa, Sean. He hurt it against Iowa.
But he didn't run well against Penn State. But Penn State had a better plan against him. They spied him and didn't let him really you know, take off when his first and second reads weren't there. They had a really good plan to cover him up as a runner. And Jim Knowles knew what he was doing there. And then obviously the Iowa game didn't really materialize with a hamstring injury. So what version will we get? I like the fact that the bowl game is indoors. You're not going to worry about wind and weather.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that will help him stay warm and play at a level that's needed out of him for Nebraska to have a chance in this game.
You're right. There's no sense in rolling the proverbial dice right now. Now, there will be dice in Vegas. You've talked about this challenge.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
How long did you hold that?
Thank you.
How long did you hold? Is that like weeks? Is that weeks? Did I finally? Now's my chance.
I set that up for you.
You did. Oh, you did. Well done, Sean.
Way to grab the microphone.
I did.
You grabbed it. the dice. This, talk about the challenge. that a head coach or the AD or who's ever in charge over there of the bowl trip faces with sending a bunch of kids to Vegas that now have a bunch of money in their pocket.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things you can do in Vegas, and I would imagine the curfews and things will be fairly tight. But you're at the Mandalay Bay, and you've been in these casino hotels, guys. They're massive. I mean, they're like cities the size of Fremont in one hotel. I mean, they're.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
This is Michael Rosenbaum. Hey, folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
They're right. Huge.
Right.
And so just to keep count of all your guys and you know, the setup of that would not be easy. But, yeah, you got the gambling. There's other adult entertainment establishments in Las Vegas that you would be worried about, probably, obviously, bars, clubs. So, yeah, there's a lot of different things that you'd have to manage on a trip like this. And I'm sure Matt Rhule will have a pretty big plan in place. They went to New York last year, but this is a whole different deal going to Las Vegas. And, you know, the bowl game, like Dana Holgorsen said, it's a first-class bowl, and they're excited to be out there for it. And it's going to take an elite level of preparation out there to have a chance to beat a team like Utah.
On that note, Sean, again, Nebraska, 16.5-point underdogs as of this morning. You know, what are you seeing in terms of ticket sales for the Husker fans for this game? Do you have any idea of that?
Yeah, Troy Dannon last night said that of their allotment, maybe 1,000 remained.
Okay.
But it's a little misleading because people can also buy from the bowl directly. But they have sold nearly their entire allotment. I mean, I think there was a chunk left of around 1,000 seats. And, you know, in today's era of bowl games, I don't know how many schools even come close to selling their allotments. I mean, it's
what is the allotment? You know, what is the allotment?
I thought it was 5,600 or some. I thought I could be wrong on that exactly, but it was in that range, in like the 5,000.
Okay.
Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Husker Alliance, Sean Callahan.
Did we miss anything? A lot of people have questions about, they want the dirty details on Dylan's exit. I just don't know that there's any.
I don't think there's much to it.
I don't think, thank you. I'm getting a lot of heat for it. Like, what are you hiding? Like, what am I hiding? I'm not hiding anything. I don't think there's dirty details.
Yeah. No, I mean, just look at the Heisman part of like that. It's like saying he's committed to, was he at Alabama or committed to Alabama? He's an Alabama quarterback. He left to go to Ohio State. Mm-hmm. And then Pavia, New Mexico State to Vanderbilt. Mm-hmm. So that's something like that. Mendoza, transfer. So, I mean, I don't think there's much of a story. I really don't.
It's amazing what people want. I don't know what they want.
Yeah, there's not much drama to it. I think all that Nebraska wants is they want a really good quarterback.
Yeah.
And whether it's Dylan or whether it's somebody else, Doesn't matter. They don't care if it's somebody. They don't care if it's Latif. They don't care if it's somebody new that comes in. Just give us a good quarterback so we can win on Saturdays. That's
100.
It.
100. You'll see now that in that all. So January 2nd is when that it'll and then in you earnest have, begin to transpire.
And you had to make this call like everyone's done right now. Everyone's made their announcements. I'm going into the portal. So they, like I said, there's no, it's because the deals will be done. You're going to see people, you're going to hear about commitments of someone going somewhere before the 2nd.
Before January 2nd?
Oh, yeah. You'll hear stuff probably by 20, whatever, after, in between the New Year's and Christmas. You're going to hear like that. It looks like it sounds as if so-and-so is going here.
Okay.
Sounds as if so-and-so is going here.
Yep.
I mean, Alabama, no talk about them. Is Ty Simpson back?
He's supposed to be.
Is he has another year left.
Yeah, he has a year left.
He should be back. So I was just wondering because I haven't heard their name much as far as
in
the quarterback action. But no.
Check it out, Jake, please.
There'll be a lot. Like I said, it'll be – but you have to get your name out there now. You have to be very clear that we're in the and also those dominoes will fall just like they do in recruiting, meaning that all of a sudden you're going to hear like that, hey, did you hear about Sorsby? Yeah, he's going so-and-so. Okay, that means they're out. Okay, now I'm talking to – I'm no longer negotiating with them. Now we're talking to them. Do you have interest in us? We do, but we also have interest in someone else.
We're talking on agents.
Yeah, there's going to be agency like that. So it's like, hey, you know, they'll be pushing it very hard. But someone's gonna be like going, yeah, just hold off. We have interest. We do. But basically what they're saying is we're going to also going to look into this thing first.
Simpson might go pro, but he has another year left in college.
He'll be back.
He should be back.
I didn't know if he had another year left.
There's going to be
a couple teams. They're going to become players in the quarterback world that you don't know right now. You're going to see all of a sudden going, oh, I didn't see those guys really being major in it, but they are. They're looking. They're making a move on something.
Alabama's pretty well set up. No. DeBoer back, Simpson back. Yeah. That's good. I mean, that's good.
Playoff team and still fans aren't happy down
there.
Well,
he's lost seven, right? He's lost seven.
It was five games, right?
Six, is it five or I thought seven?
Three. He lost three last year and four this year.
Oh, he's lost three this year, right? They've got three losses. They're not three four losses. Loss playoff team. They've got three losses.
Three losses. You're right. Three losses.
Yeah, he's lost six games in 2 years. That's.
I am going to summon his record. Yeah,
he doesn't have four losses.
No, he might have a fourth. They won't win the playoff likely, but they'll have a four loss then. Yeah. But right now they have three.
Don't start that music quite yet.
Okay. All right.
That's what it is.
We're going to get Kalen DeBoer's record at Alabama.
I know last year he's 9-3.
I nailed it. He was 19-7.
That's right. Because he lost the bowl game.
God, so he had four losses last year. Wendy's thing again.
Yeah.
So he lost four games last year.
This is Wendy's all over.
I said 19-7. Jake looked at me like I was nuts.
Here's the worst part was lost seven. I knew that's what it was, and I agreed with you, and then Jake talked me out of it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
This is on you.
We work our butt off to get Carson shot in here to get answers solved.
And I got it wrong.
You're throwing out numbers like you don't even care. Like DeBoer,
it's okay.
DeBoer's listening to this, and now he's mad.
But no, the point is,
Saban's mad.
He'll find this and come find me. Saying, really?
DeBoer's fascinating to me. He was wanted. I think he turned down two jobs probably to stay at Bama to fight it out.
Fight it out.
He's fighting it out. I appreciate it. Like he didn't turn tail. Terrible way to put it.
Yeah, but. I don't get that.
Bill's heard that.
Yes, numerous times, but I didn't think I was going to use
it. Was it an old term? Was that an old term?
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, he stayed.
Over my head here. Yeah.
And he never will match what his predecessor did.
Yeah.
He will never match it. It's amazing.
He's trying to match it. Let's just say that Kirby wins two. He's got 2-1, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Whoever replaces him, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Osborne had three.
Yeah.
How's it went since then?
You know who could do it?
No.
Who?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know the name.
Who is that?
Kurt Cignetti.
Wow.
Cignetti is the only coach to win the AP Coach of the Year back-to-back. It's never happened.
I thought Brian Kelly did, and Gary Patterson did.
Not back-to-back.
Not
back-to-back. And Saban.
He said he was the only one that did it back-to-back.
Maybe AP. There was a coach.
Yeah, maybe AT. Maybe he made Coach of the Year.
Yeah, there's a Coach of the Year that Gary Patterson won back-to-back, that Saban won back-to-back, and Brian Kelly won back-to-back. But maybe it wasn't AP.
I think it was just AP.
AP. Associate.
Sigs.
How about Sigs?
Talk about flexing.
Top of the world.
Imagine he was heading over to the student union to get a cup of coffee.
Like that. I think he's just sitting there.
Sitting like that and just kind of grinning, talking as the students walk by.
But Sigs is not, like he's, I don't know, he's earned it all.
What bowl game is that? Are they in? in their first round.
But they don't play the
they
got
a bye
first
week.
Round.
I know.
Hang on. Let me get this
poll. That's why they're in a bowl game, not a home
game.
Okay,
they are in Indiana, will play in the Rose Bowl.
Rose. I'm telling you right now, imagine the money you've saved up if you're saving your money every year for a bowl game to go to Indiana. Somebody's got somewhere around $500,000 saved up. It's like, we're going to the Rose Bowl. That place is going to be wild.
Oh, God.
And they said, the other two teams, they don't know who's in it. You don't know what if they're in or not. They know they're in. So that thing, that's got to be 80,000 Indiana fans.
Oh, God, that'll be beautiful. Yeah. That'll be beautiful.
We'd like to do that.
It's very jealous right now.
Before we get to break, I am feeling very generous this morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
In what
I told you I went last night to a Christmas store.
Yes, you did. With your mama.
Yes, I took her for a Christmas gift, basically, early Christmas gift. If you want two tickets to tonight's showing, 7:30 p.m., I have them, actual tickets. These are
nice.
They're not mobile tickets. They're actual, real tickets. Caller 5, Rudy, right now, 402-464-5685. We'll get two free tickets to tonight's A Christmas Story showing at the Lead Center at 7:30 p.m. That's you got to pick up the tickets from right here at the station.
You come pick them up. I hope Joe Selig wins. Nice to see him.
Hope he calls in.
Yeah.
He's great the job. Guy.
I have the tickets, Rudy. Make sure they know that.
Great job getting Carson in here. He put a nice bow on the 1890
in
their run. Yeah, their run.
And the part he won't talk about enough is that the 1890 at the Pede Sandus Global saved Husker sports.
Essentially. Yeah.
When we come back, we got bowl games today.
That's two of them.
The early break in the ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Presented by NIPCO on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.